I was about to leave the upscale restaurant Julian owned when the manager stopped me. "Excuse me, ma'am, you haven't paid your bill." I looked at the unfamiliar face, figuring she was new and didn't recognize me. So, I politely explained, "Just put it on Julian's tab. He knows." The female manager swept a disdainful glance over me. "Ma'am, our restaurant is a Michelin 3-star. We've never had a policy of charging to an account." She finished speaking, then handed me a printed bill. I glanced down, and my eyes widened. A single meal for $500,000, cutlery gleam maintenance fee, $30,000, exclusive air purification fee, $50,000, VIP serenity service fee, $100,000, and a bunch of other ridiculous charges. I had no idea my brother was running such a ripoff joint. I was so furious, I actually laughed. "I am Stella Cross, Mr. Cross's sister. Tell him to come home and talk to me if there is a problem." But she wouldn't. "Back down, can't afford it, huh? Don't pretend you are someone important, trying to mooch off Mr. Cross." I immediately texted my assistant, "Faye, tell Julian, either fire this woman, or I am pulling all my investments. Asterisk, ma'am, don't waste everyone's time, just pay the bill." Her tone was utterly certain, cutting as if she'd already branded me as a vain gold digger trying to skip out on the bill. Several curious glances from other patrons were already turning our way. I frowned, not wanting to waste time on such a ridiculous matter. I pulled out my phone and dialed my brother's number directly. However, only a cold, busy signal answered, and repeated attempts yielded the same result. "What the hell is that kid up to on a weekday?" I put down my phone and faced the aggressive woman, enunciating each word carefully. "I'll say it again. My name is Stella Cross. I am your boss, Julian Cross's older sister. His phone is unreachable right now, but you can check his company account. My picture and information are linked to it." I thought this was the most direct and effective way to solve the problem. But when the female manager heard my name instead of verifying anything, she burst into a sharp, grating laugh. She cackled, shaking with malicious glee, drawing even more attention. Then she abruptly leaned in close to me, lowering her voice to a volume only we two could hear. "Still pretending? I've seen that face of yours in my husband Julian's Inns feed countless times. You shameless hussy, secretly seducing my man. Now you have the audacity to waltz into his restaurant and try to charge everything to his account. Do you have no shame at all?" I froze for a second, then glanced at her name tag, Tiffany Reed. An overwhelming sense of exasperation washed over me. Julian's girlfriend, the one he'd been keeping under wraps. Not even a single picture he'd bothered to show me. It turned out to be this foolish, venomous woman in front of me. How could his taste be faith this fay bad suddenly? I understood. This $500,000 exorbitant bill today wasn't a misunderstanding at all. It was a premeditated humiliation. Before I could even open my mouth, she'd completely lost her patience. "Since this woman wants to dine and dash, we'll have to restrain her until the police arrive." She waved her hand backward, and two burly security guards, who had been standing nearby, immediately stepped forward. One clamped his hand over my mouth, while the other wrenched my arms painfully behind my back, twisting them like rope. He struggled violently, but the sheer difference in strength between us made all my resistance futile. They ignored my furious glares and the horrified stares of the other patrons, roughly dragging me toward the back of the kitchen. Then I was thrown heavily into a storage room, reeking of disinfectant mixed with stale food. The door slammed shut, cutting off all light and sound from the outside. In the darkness, the female manager said nothing, but raised her high-heeled foot and brutally kicked me in the stomach. The excruciating pain instantly made me curl into a ball, my stomach churning violently. "That is for spending my man's money. That is for trying to seduce him," she shrieked, her voice distorted by jealousy and rage. She looked down at me, towering over me, and ordered the two brawny men, beat her senseless. The two security guards, clearly her loyal cronies, didn't hesitate for a second. A barrage of punches and kicks rained down on me. I bit down hard, swallowing every cry of pain and groan. My bones felt like they were being shattered, my internal organs dislocated. Her shrieks continued. "What do you think you are? Nothing but a pathetic hanger. Oh, and I told you I am his sister. If you don't believe me, ask Julian. Call him right now. I'll tell him myself." I struggled to explain, but the woman in front of me was deaf to my words. Only when my head was swimming and my vision blurring did she raise her hand and call a stop. Her high-heeled foot pressed onto my shoulder as she smiled, looking down at me. "You'd better pay that bill today, and then fork over another $500,000. That is your punishment for seducing my man and spending his money. I am not afraid of things getting messy. Julian will have it all smoothed over for me." I lay curled up in pain, weakly protesting. "That is my own money. I told you, if you don't believe me, ask him." Her face twisted in anger, and she kicked me again. The two security guards immediately understood, and their fists and feet came down on me once more. I knew she wouldn't listen to anything I said. If this continued, I might actually die here. After I coughed up a mouthful of blood, I used the last of my strength to fumble for my phone on the cold floor. "Stop, I'll pay." She seemed pleased with my submission, motioning for the two security guards to stop. She knelt down and patted my swollen cheek. "See, wouldn't it have been easier to just do it the easy way? You had to learn the hard way, didn't you? $1 million, not a penny less." I lay on the cold floor, gasping for breath, my lungs burning. I ignored her and dialed my best friend Maya's number. The call connected quickly. "Maya, bring $2 million to Julian's rest. Aurant, I need it now." Maya on the other end paused, then a note of alarm crept into her voice. "Stella, what is wrong? Your voice sounds, don't ask, just hurry." I cut her off and hung up. When Tiffany heard $2 million, her eyes instantly lit up, a flicker of avarice in her eyes. She probably thought I'd been beaten into submission and was voluntarily increasing the payment to beg for mercy. The smug triumph on her face was now impossible to hide. Smart move. Maya's speed was astonishing. Soon, the storage room door was violently pushed open from the outside. Maya stormed in, flanked by two bodyguards. When When she saw the blood at the corner of my mouth, my disheveled clothes, and my pathetic form curled on the floor, she gasped in shock. She rushed forward and helped me up. I shook my head, signaling her not to speak, then took the bank card with the sticky note password from her hand and tossed it to Tiffany. Tiffany took the card and didn't bother me further, waving her hand dismissively. "If that is a fake card, I have plenty of ways to find you. Now get out." I endured the excruciating pain that pierced my bones, and with Maya's help, I limped out of that disgusting place. Once at the entrance, I thanked Maya. "Thanks, Maya. I'll pay you back as soon as I sort this out." She looked at me worriedly. "Don't worry about the money, but what happened to you?" I let out a bitter laugh. "My brother's found himself quite the girlfriend. I've got a score to settle with him." I pulled out my phone and found the number for the restaurant's vice president. This VP was the actual manager of the restaurant, someone I had personally headhunted, and he was fiercely loyal to me. The call connected. I didn't waste a single word, my voice devoid of emotion. "You have 10 minutes. Fire a manager named Tiffany Reed. Otherwise, the Cross family will withdraw all investments from the restaurant. Every last penny." The VP on the other end was scared him witless. The moment he heard my voice, he must have heard the weakness and the unsettling tone in my voice, as he frantically agreed, not daring to ask a single question why. I hung up, not pausing for a second, and hailed a cab directly to the police station. Using the clearest, most logical reasoning, I explained everything that had just happened to the officer who received me. After giving a detailed statement at the police station, I went to the hospital for a medical examination. Holding that thin report, the fury of betrayal in my heart felt like it had been doused with hot oil, burning even more fiercely. I needed an explanation. I needed Julian Cross to give me an explanation himself. Me assistant locate. Id Julian at his own house. My driver and bodyguards were already en route to Julian's villa. That villa too was a gift from me, however. When I arrived, I was greeted by deafening heavy metal music and the boisterous sounds of men and women emanating from the doors and windows. He was throwing a party. No wonder he hadn't answered my calls. The villa's front door was ajar. On a whim, I didn't push it open immediately. Soon, I heard a familiar female voice, choked with tears. It was Tiffany. She was crying to everyone in the house, painting herself as a poor victim bullied by an arrogant mistress, who was then falsely accused. I just asked her to pay her bill, and she threw $1,000,000 in my face, and then had me fired. "Julian, she is too much. She has absolutely no respect for you. She just wants to humiliate me. She just wants to break us up." Inside, Julian's group of fair-weather friends all indignantly echoed her sentiments. Julian, meanwhile, was loudly comforting Tiffany in his arms, his voice full of tenderness and indulgence. "Tiffany, don't worry. I won't let you suffer this kind of injustice." Then, as if to prove his resolve, he confidently promised everyone, "When I catch that woman, I'll make her kneel and apologize to you." Inside, the group of spoiled brats continued to champion Tiffany, shouting about how they would make me pay. "Julian, just say the word, and we'll drag her out right now." "Yeah, let her know who really runs things here." I couldn't listen anymore. I raised my hand, and a bodyguard kicked open the villa door. The party music screeched to a halt, and the boisterous laughter instantly vanished. Dozens of stunned eyes collectively turned toward the doorway. "No need to drag me out. I am right here. Who wants to teach me a lesson?" The air seemed to solidify, leaving only the sharp click, clack of my heels on the floor. Step by step, I walked toward the embracing couple in the center of the living room.